quantifying toddler exploration in seated and standing postures with powered mobility. Nicole L. Zeno 1, 4, Kimberly A. Ingraham 2, 4, Mia E. Hoffman 1, 4, Heather A. Feldner 3, 4, Catherine M. Steele 1, 4, 1, University of Washington, Department of Mechanical Engineering, 2, University of Washington, Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, 3, University of Washington, Department of Rehabilitation Medicine, 4, University of Washington, Center for Research and Education on Accessible Technology and Experiences. Introduction for many infants and toddlers with mobility disabilities. Access to developmentally appropriate mobility technology is crucial to facilitate self-initiated movement, exploration, and social engagement. Delayed early mobility, i.e., 2 to 4 years later than non-disabled peers, can initiate a cascade of effects such that toddlers with disabilities fall behind their peers across multiple developmental domains. 1. New technology is expanding powered mobility access and options for very young children with disabilities. 2. 3. The PerMobile Explorer Mini, released in 2020, is the first FDA-cleared pediatric mobility device available in the U.S. specifically designed for children 12 to 36 months old. The joystick-controlled device has a 360-degree turn radius, runs on a 12V battery, is lightweight, 52 pounds, and has adjustable speeds with a maximum of 1.5 miles per hour. One prior study with 33 toddlers with a variety of diagnoses, e.g., cerebral palsy, spina bifida, Down syndrome, developmental delay, qualitatively described the initial driving and emotional experience when using the Explorer Mini. 3. They found that 94% of the toddlers were able to move the Explorer Mini within 2 15-minute driving sessions. An additional unique feature of the Explorer Mini is that the seating configuration is adjustable and can be used in both a seated and standing posture. This option may allow the child to simultaneously work on rehabilitative goals while exploring mobility and engaging in socialization with peers and family. Offering the option to stand may potentially support development of muscle activation and coordination, balance, head and trunk stability, or transition to ambulation, but driving in the standing posture in the Explorer Mini has yet to be empirically evaluated. Logue et al. Demonstrated feasibility and potential of standing-powered mobility with a modified ride-on car that activated when a child stands. Their case study found that the child participated in less solitary play and more peer interaction with the ride-on car compared to his standard form of mobility with forearm crutches. 4. While data is forthcoming from one additional clinical trial led by our research group that compared developmental outcomes, use patterns, and caregiver perceptions of the Explorer Mini and a modified ride-on car. 5. To our knowledge, no studies have yet evaluated the impacts of seated or standing postures on powered mobility use and child engagement. Evaluating early device use with seated and standing postures may also provide crucial evidence to support a multimodal mobility approach to early intervention that incorporates physical therapy and powered mobility. Many clinicians still express hesitancy with incorporating powered mobility as part of an early intervention program due to misconceptions that it might interfere with gross motor skill acquisition, such as walking. 1, 6, 7. In one study in Canada, many occupational and physical therapists view early introduction of power mobility positively for children with mobility limitations. However, very few of these therapists actively provide power mobility experiences. 8. One key challenge of deploying early powered mobility is the lack of knowledge on the physiological impacts of use. Expanding and improving the evidence of the impacts and use patterns of toddlers using powered mobility is critical to further expand the acceptance and use of powered mobility for this population. Quantifying and understanding device use, i.e., navigation and movement patterns, and the neuromechanics of how a child explores and learns to use powered mobility devices represent critical gaps in our knowledge to inform design and deployment. The purpose of this study was to quantify toddler exploration in both seated and standing postures while using the Explorer Mini by investigating how they learn to activate the joystick and navigate through space. This work will provide the first quantitative data on the effects of seated and standing powered mobility in toddlers with disabilities, informing the application and use of early powered mobility, hopefully helping close the gap of self-initiated mobility with their non-disabled peers. Method 6. Children, age 20.2, plus minus sign 5.2 months, 4M2F, Table 1, and their parent, S, participated in 4 visits where they drove the Explorer Mini in an enriched play environment and seated in standing postures. The Explorer Mini saddle seat and tray height were changed so the knees were bent at a 90-degree angle in a seated posture, and when in the standing posture, The knees were straightened, and the feet were more under the hips, figure 1. The saddle seat was left in place as support in both postures. Each visit consisted of 2 15-minute play sessions, one each in seated and standing postures. The play sessions were child-led and guided by the Assessment of Learning Powered Mobility Use, ALP, tool facilitating strategies, 9. We developed and deployed a custom sensor suite that integrates with the Explorer Mini and included joystick tracking, wheel encoders to accurately calculate speed and distance traveled, and 4 compact compression load cells to measure loading from the child's legs on the device foot plate. Primary outcome measures were total distance traveled, duration of each bout, the number of bouts, and percent body weight support. A driving bout was calculated using the joystick position. One bout is defined as the joystick being moved away from the neutral position until it was released and returned to the neutral position. We normalized the amount of force being put through the participant's legs to the device base by each participant's weight to calculate percent body weight support. Table 1. Participant characteristics. Participant ID, age, months, sex, weight, kilograms, disability type, mobility at study entry. PO1, 14, M, 9.9, neurological, sitting. PO2, 16, M, 10.1, orthopedic, cruising. PO3, 21, M, 8.7, neurological, sitting. PO4, 24, F, 9.9, neurological, walking. PO5, 28, M, 10.7, cerebral palsy, rolling. PO6, 18, F, 11.3, cerebral palsy, rolling results. All 6 participants engaged with the joystick in their first play session and learned to move along a forward path, successfully completed driving sessions in both seated and standing positions. All participants engaged in both exploratory and goal-directed driving. Driving and navigation metrics across all 15-minute seated and standing play sessions. The participants traveled between 2.4 and 190.0 meters range and activated the joystick an average of 658 times range, 103.1305. The average time of each joystick activation was 0.7 seconds. Of these activations, 93% were short bursts of less than 1 second, with only 4% of joystick activations being greater than 2 seconds and only 2% of joystick activations being greater than 5 seconds. The longest joystick activations ranged between 36 and 266 seconds, which often corresponded to periods where they were spinning in circles or continuously driving. Primary joystick activation direction was different for each participant. For PO3, 28%, PO5, 37%, and PO6, 29%. The most common direction was backward, while PO1, 57%, PO2, 30%, and PO4, 30%, primarily drove forward. Comparison of seated and standing postures. Driving and navigation. On average, participants drove shorter distances in the standing posture, 1.96 meters per minute, than in the seated posture, 2.14 meters per minute, figure 3. However, the average number of driving bouts in standing was 187% greater compared to the seated sessions. Only one of the 6 participants, PO3, had the opposite trend, in which they had 55% more activations in their seated sessions when compared to standing sessions. There was no significant difference between mean activation duration between seated and standing, p equals 0.1. Participants spent 28% and 22% of the time driving versus stationary time in the seated and standing sessions, respectively. Body weight support. The average loading through the base of the device was 12.5% and 10.7% of body weight for seated and standing sessions, respectively. The average maximum loading through the base of the device was 52.3% and 48.3% of body weight for seated and standing sessions, respectively. Discussion and conclusions. Participants were all able to interact with the joystick, with a majority of driving bouts being less than 1 second long. The participants' primary joystick activation direction was split into 2 groups, half preferred forward, and the other half preferred backward. This preference in direction may relate to motor control and which motion was easiest to control the joystick instead of a preference in driving direction. When in the standing posture, participants drove shorter distances per session and more bouts. Participants supported a similar percentage of their body weight in both seated and standing postures. Due to the design and positioning in the seated and standing postures, there was loading through the children's feet in both postures. This finding suggests that the seated and standing postures in the Explorer Mini mainly influence leg positioning. not loading, and that children continue to put a large proportion of the body weight through the saddle seat in both postures. These results show the feasibility of short bouts of exposure, 15-20-minute play sessions, to powered mobility as an effective roadmap to translation into clinical settings to provide access to powered mobility for toddlers. This can help embolden clinicians who may philosophically believe in the benefit of powered mobility for this age group but do not currently incorporate it into their clinical practice. Children do not require extensive training and time in a powered mobility device to learn how to use it to explore and engage with their surroundings. One of the challenges with working with young children with disabilities is the inherent variability. Since this has never been done before, we chose to include a wide variety of disabilities and focused on exploratory play for child comfort and engagement. Sessions were structured based on the tolerance and interest of each child and, as typical of toddlers, their mood and interests varied between sessions. While there are trends, the results are still variable between children, likely representing important interparticipant differences in how they learn and engage with powered mobility. We successfully quantified toddler exploration in both seated and standing postures while using the Explorer Mini by investigating how they learn to activate the joystick and navigate through space in multiple play sessions. This study demonstrated important differences in toddlers' initial experience and use of power mobility in seated and standing postures, especially in relation to joystick activations and distance traveled. Additionally, we have demonstrated the feasibility of collecting these quantitative metrics during powered mobility learning, which has implications for all powered mobility learning, and not just restricted to this age group. Quantifying how children learn and engage with their environment with powered mobility devices will help inform the future design and control of these devices to support play and development. References 1. Feldner H.A., Logue S.W., Galloway J.C. Why the Time is Right for a Radical Paradigm Shift in Early Powered Mobility, The Role of Powered Mobility Technology Devices, Policy and Stakeholders. Disability Rehabilitist Technol 2016, 11, 89 102. 2. Hawke A to Z, Plummer T Explorer Mini, Enhancing Development Through Early Power Mobility. M.J. Akupthare 2020, 74, 74115051 97p1. 3. Plummer T, Logue S.W., Moore S.E. Explorer Mini, Infant's Initial Experience with a Novel Pediatric Powered Mobility Device, Fize Akupthare Pediatric 2021, 41, 192-208. 4. Logue S.W., Lobo M.A., Feldner H.A., et al., Power Up, Exploration and Play in the Novel Modified Ride on Car for Standing, Pediatric Fize Thare 2017, 29, 30-37. 5. Feldner H.A., Logue S.W., Kenyon L.K., In the Driver's Seat, a Randomized, Crossover Clinical Trial Protocol Comparing Home and Community Use of the Permobile Explorer Mini and a Modified Ride-on-Car by Children with Cerebral Palsy, Fize Thare 2022, 102, PZAC 062. 6. Wired L., Dara J. Changing Philosophical Perspectives on the Management of Children with Physical Disabilities, Their Effect on the Use of Powered Mobility, Disability Rehabil 2002, 24, 492-498. 7. Subin A., Feldner H., Tucker J., et al., On Time Mobility, Advocating for Mobility Equity, Pediatric Fize Thare 2022, 34, 546-550. 8. Kenyon L.K., Jones M., Livingston R., et al., Power Mobility for Children, A Survey Study of American and Canadian Therapists' Perspectives and Practices. Dove Med Child Neural 2018, 60, 1018-1025. 9. Nilsson L., Durkin J. Assessment of Learning Powered Mobility Use, Applying Grounded Theory to Occupational Performance. J. Rehabil Rees Dev 2014, 51, 963-974.